I want you to turn with me to the 91st Psalm tonight. And we're going to give the devil what for? Praise be unto the Lord. 91st Psalm. I ministered on a Sunday morning. Was it last Sunday morning, a week ago? It's been kind of a fast track here lately. Praise God. From Psalms 91. And God has just made this so real in my heart. I tell you, it's just burning like fire. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Everything in Psalms 91, it's a life psalm. It's a psalm. I've loved the psalms for years. You can just take a psalm and just make a day. You can make a week. You can make a month out of it. The psalms, you're starting with Psalms 1. Blessed, blessed, blessed. Woo, I like the way it starts out, blessed. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We're of the blessed. We're of the blessed. And I love Psalms 3. And there are just several psalms that we go into. But Psalms 23 is just so awesome. And then, of course, we come to Psalms 91. What I'm saying tonight is this. And I'm trying to find words for it. You've heard this, you've heard it ministered, you've heard it preached, you've heard it taught over many of you, over much of your life. But folks, the day is upon us. We're going to have to live by every word. By every word of God. I mean, times are pressing in, and if you live by the news media, you'll go bonkers. I mean, if you look at the condition of the world, you look at, you know, you say, well, praise the God, there's no war in America. But you know, sometimes wars aren't all bad. We're raising a generation. What would they fight for? What would they fight for? I want to say that slowly and carefully. What would we fight for? What would we fight for? I don't mean that we go around looking for a fight, but what America didn't come to the place where we are if... When the Germans and the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor, or going back to World War I, if we just rolled over, we almost did. We waited almost too late to get into that war. And you know what won that war? Let me tell you what won that war. Because I was a little guy. My mother would take me to prayer meeting, and people began to have morning prayer meetings all over America. It was morning prayer meetings in churches. It was not, thank God, our troops, they bled, they died. We paid a tremendous price. We paid a tremendous price in human life. But you know what ultimately won World War II? I mean, the Germans and the Japanese had a royal start on us. But it was God Almighty. It was the hand of God. It was God's favor that helped this nation. And time again, because there was so much salt and light. Well, there's still, thank God, there's still salt and light. There's still salt and light. And it's time for the salt and light to live by the Word of God. Amen. Church is not just a social center. Church is not just somewhere you go to salve your conscience. Church is not just somewhere that keeps a community halfway decent. I mean, thank God for New Testament churches that preach and teach the Word of God, that worship God in spirit and in truth, that pray. Somehow we're going to pray more around here. You say, well, you have a prayer tower. I know we have a prayer tower, but they're not supposed to do all your praying for you. There's a prayer that we do. So here in Psalms 91, it said, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. And that's the challenge that I want to just begin. I'm not going to dwell. I'm headed for the end of Psalms 91. But God's calling us to dwell in the secret place. I mean, there's just some things I'm saying today. And when I wake up, I said, in the name of Jesus, I choose to dwell in the secret place today. I'm not going to dwell in the place of defeat. I'm not going to dwell in the place of poverty mentality. I'm not going to dwell into the place of sickness and impossible diseases and all this type of thing. I choose to dwell in the secret place of the Most High and abide under the shadow of the Almighty. There's an old tense song that you're singing, I'm all wrapped up in Jesus. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. I'm all wrapped up. Hallelujah. I'm all wrapped up in Jesus. Thank God. And so it's possible to dwell. Thank God we don't have to dwell in the camp of the defeated. And then in verse 2 it said, I will say of the Lord. I'm not trying to be excellent with it. I'm not trying to be a pulpiteer. I'm just, this is all you can eat and I'm just dishing it out. Is that all right? It's all you can eat. I will say of the Lord. What are you saying? You remember on that Sunday morning I said, what you say will make your day. What you say is your heaven or hell. I will say of the Lord. Folks, we've got to start saying what God said. We've got to start shouting what God has said. God said it, I believe it, that settles it. Amen. I will say. Flesh, I will say. Say it. Speak it. Amen. I will say of the Lord. What you going to say about God? Well, he let me down. Hush. I will say of the Lord, he is. He is bigger than the devil. He is bigger than every demon out of hell. He is bigger than every dreaded disease. He is bigger than the problems of America. I will say of the Lord, he is. Not he was, he is. Not he will be and he will be, but he is. Now, my God is a now God. Woo. Oh, therefore he is my refuge, my fortress, my God, and in him will I trust. You don't want to know where my trust is? My trust is in God. I trust in God. I trust in God. I trust in God. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not to your own understanding in all of your ways. Acknowledge him and he shall direct your paths. And oh, you look at verse 3. I mean, just take it. Just take it. Don't try to analyze it. Just take it. Surely. Not probably, but surely. He shall deliver thee. You say, well, my Bible doesn't read that way. You better get you a Bible that reads like mine does then. I'm sorry, You got a yesterday God, honey. I don't care what the translation is. When they start messing with the promises of God, it goes back on my shelf. I stay with the Bible that's fought and won battles now for 50 years. I read print that's brought us out when there was no way out. Surely. He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler, from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers. I'm not going to tell that story tonight, but you know my story. Lord, you know that story. Hallelujah. Lord, I just rejoice in that story that I love to tell, but I'm not going to tell it tonight. Anyway, he shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. His truth. Truth. What do you groove on, truth or rumors? You know, we were discussing with the pastor there in Missouri, and we both just were in total agreement. You know, some people live their life, well, I heard that so-and-so said. Well, I heard she say. I heard that somebody said that somebody said that they... Come off of it. That's called gossip. Did you hear them say? Did you hear them say? What do you hear? Did you hear what God said, or did you hear what... You heard somebody else said. That's where you get in trouble. Quoting something you don't know if it's true or not. Amen. Praise God. Praise be unto God. Oh, glory to God. And you, I was trying to run through this, but it's hard. You're not going to be afraid. It said, thou shalt not be afraid for night or for day or for darkness or destruction, verses 5 and 6, that wasteth at noonday. Oh, when others fall, I stand. I couldn't tell you what this means to me. I know when I was in Bible college, I had a very dear friend, and God had saved him, done a mighty work in his life, and because of finances, He had to drop out of Bible college and go back home. And unfortunately, he had a job situation, and he got back with some of the old crowd and was not faithful in church. And I'll never forget my friend that was on fire for God. One day I got a letter in the mailbox, and he's completely out of the ministry, and he was speaking in a discouraged way. Man, I walked out of that post office, and I thought, oh, God, what in the world? If he can't make it, I thought he was a much... You know, sometimes people you think are so much better Christians than you are, but, hey, you're still on 2 feet, and you're still standing, and you're still going, and where are they? My heart went out to my friend. He never really fully recovered. There were some positive times in his life. But when I walked out, God just said, what is that to thee? Follow thou me. Folks, when somebody else goes back, you can't go back. Where are you going? Where are you going? Peter, where are you going? You going back also? Lord, there's nowhere else to go. You got it. There's nowhere else to go. No one else to go to except Jesus. Amen. Praise be unto God. When others fall, I stand. I said, when others fall, I stand. When others fall, when others go back, when others compromise, when others quit, I stand. I've made my decision. Said, only with your eyes. If you'll make that kind of a commitment, only with your eyes, you'll behold and see the reward of the wicked. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Well, I didn't mean to stay this long where I've stayed. But anyway, verse 10, no evil shall befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. Thank God for the ministry of angels. Bear us up in their hands, lest we dash our foot against a stone. And then there's the authority of the believer in verse 13. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Hallelujah. But now, where I've been trying to get to is verse 14. I've had some distractions along the way, but they were divine distractions, okay? And really, what I want to leave with you tonight for the rest of the time that we would minister is this powerful, awesome truth, praise God, of loving God. Loving God. The Word of God said, because he hath set his love upon me. Because he hath set his love upon me. Now, I want you to follow me because there's a very fine line of what I'm saying. So many people, I mean, their thought about God is he answers my prayer, he heals my body, he's brought me out, he's kept me, he's, you know, all the wonderful things God has done. And we really are more enamored for what he does for us than who he is. This ties right into Bible college tomorrow. We have our first session there, so there's going to be some carryover here. But thou shalt, because he set his love on me. Church, this is what I've called my heart to do. I've called my heart, I want to set my love on God. I'm not just setting my love on his healing power, his keeping power, his delivering power, his financial blessing, all the good things that he does. But I want to set my love, I want to love God. I want to love God more than anyone. I want to love God more than anything on the face of this earth. Americans have so many, you know, you say, well, we'd never worship those little ugly heathen idols. Oh, we worship shiny wheel idols and footballs and when it's out of balance, you understand? We have idols, yeah. We've got idols in America. That's something that takes your eyes off the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. The most important thing in our life ought to be God, who's loved us and kept us. I will, because he has set his love upon me, set it. There's a lock. There's a lock. Whew. Hallelujah. You lock. You lock in. I'm locking into loving God. I'm locking into being thankful that God is who he is. Because he hath set his love on. That's what the Lord said. You've set your love on me. Now I'm going to do some things for you. Hallelujah. I appreciate you being thrilled about all the things I do for you. But you know the main thing God wants out of us is to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, mind, soul, and strength. That's right. To love him more than we love anyone. To love him more than we love anything. Do we really love God? Peter, lovest thou me more than these? Oh, do we love him just for material blessings? Do we love him just for the blessings that he brings? Or do we love him for who he is? We used to sing a chorus, and it's right in line with the word of God. I love him because he first loved me. Because he first loved me, gave his life a ransom on Calvary. Now here in verse 14, there's some seven things that happen when we set our love upon God. Hallelujah. God said, I know it already talks about delivering, but I'll tell you there's a higher order of delivering. You know, the further you go in God, the more you need God's help. The more you need angels' help. You're just puttering along, you just need a minimum of help. But this church has been in deep waters for 50 years. I mean, we've swung out there where if God wasn't with us, we would have had it. But he said, because he hath set his love upon me, hallelujah, therefore I will deliver him. Right down there, God delivers me. When I set my love upon him, you just turn around and guess what? God has delivered you from a dilemma that was just totally impossible. I will deliver him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm just being simple tonight. I'm just going with the word of God. I will deliver him. I will deliver him. And it goes number two, I will set him on high. You'll not be beneath the heap. You'll be on top of the heap. I will set him on high, above all, out front, in a favored position. I will set him or her on high. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, because he's known my name. Thank God he'll reveal his name to us. The name of God. We've been singing that, haven't we? Oh, there's healing in the name of Jesus. Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I got into some of this Sunday morning, and in verse 15, you know, when you set your love upon the Lord, he said, you'll call upon me and I will answer. Now, you know, we pray a prayer, and if God doesn't answer it in 5 minutes or before tomorrow, we forget it and go on down the road. When you pray a scriptural prayer, hold on to it. Get a grip on that. I mean, it's not a light thing. Did you really mean it or did you not mean it? Do you really need that or were you just piddling around? I mean, are you really serious? If you're really serious, if you really ask in faith believing, then drive a stake and say, I prayed in faith believing in the name of Jesus according to the word of God, and it shall come to pass. God hears and answers prayer. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. Some of you have forgotten about things you asked God for. You need to go back and revisit that and get a new grip. And say, Lord, I've come back to be reinstated on that. We really did need that. And I'm going to lock my faith in on that. When I call, God answers. I'll be with him in trouble. Hallelujah. We were in the service. I mean, there was a strong anointing there. And I looked around and I heard, what? And I saw a woman coming up from about mid-auditorium. And she came up and got about over there. And I mean, she had herself a war dance. I mean, she was, woo! Oh, she had a strong voice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, when we checked into that, you know what her testimony was? It was like people's testimony all over this city. I used to be in church. I used to be on fire for God. My family was on fire for God. But we got involved in some church trouble, and we heard some church gossip, and we got this, and one by one, we just dropped out. And she said, my wife, My life has dropped into depression. My life has dropped into the doctor doesn't know what's wrong with me. She said, and said, all of a sudden it just came to me like it came to the prodigal son. Get yourself back to church. Get yourself back to the house of God and get your shout back. And she said, while you were preaching, there was just a lightning bolt of heaven that came down my spirit. And she came up and, ooh, she wasn't showing off. I was watching very carefully for several reasons. And I looked at the pastors and they were at peace about it too. And she was just praising the Lord. And you know, one by one, people began to stand and said, we want some of that too. Folks, we can't lose the joy. We can't lose the victory. You can lose the victory in church. Easiest place in the world to get offended is in church. Watching the wrong people and listening to the wrong people. And she was back Sunday night. I said, Millie, come here just a minute. And she gave her testimony. She was back Monday night. She said, I'm a new woman. She said, there's a new life of God. She said, I've never had anything like this. Everything in the world tried to keep me from coming back to church. But she said, I'm back. My feet are planted. And this is my house of God. These are my pastors. And I'm going to walk in victory. Satan's never going to get me in that mess again. That's what needs to happen to a lot of people. I mean, there's a lot of people just let Satan just beat them around, slap them around, and they're just sitting home. They don't know what time of day it is. Folks, this world's on fire. World's on fire. Fort Worth needs us. The Metroplex needs us. They don't need us home sucking our thumb. They don't need us home singing precious memories. They need to see us on fire for God. They need to see the fire of the Holy Ghost in our lives. They need to see reality. Well, we started singing that song, there's power in the name of Jesus, my Lord. We've been having church all weekend long. The Bible said, I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will be with him in trouble. Anybody have a little trouble tonight? Oh, God said, I'll be with you in trouble. And he said, I'll deliver him and honor him. You listen to Pastor Bob Nichols. Man, I tell you, I've been in more catfights. I've been in more impossible situations. But you know the beautiful thing about it, if you just trust God, God will bring you out on high, and God will bring you out in honor. Honor. We're not survivors, we're overcomers. We're not survivors, we're overcomers. An overcomer is someone who overcame something that was hard for them to overcome. What may be hard for you to overcome is a piece of cake for me and vice versa. But whatever it may be, an overcomer is someone who has overcome something that was hard for them to overcome. Hallelujah. Oh, I tell you, I just know God is speaking. I know God is speaking. There's a wonderful, really, through it all, through everything, up and down, and deep tornadoes and whatever. There's always, this pulpit has always been a place where the Holy Ghost was welcome. We've had visiting minister after visiting minister. I mean, strong ministers, not so well-known ministers. They say, man, there's something in this house. Either there's a pack of proverbial liars out there, or people are telling the truth. And I choose to tell the truth. We honor the Holy Ghost in this church. We honor Jesus of Nazareth. Amen. Now, Lord, I'd like to see a lightning bolt hit this place tonight, and we have about a 9-week revival. And you'd come. You'd come back. I wouldn't be lonesome. It's what happened in 93. God came in might, and God came in power, and the city was shaken. This city was shaken. You say that's past. Well, if God's done it before, God can do it again. What God's done once, he can do twice. And more than that. Praise God. I will deliver him. And I will honor him. Well, Brother Nichols, yeah, God's brought us through. We're hanging in it. No, God wants to deliver you with honor. Oh, hallelujah. And then he said in verse 16, with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. With long life, I'll satisfy him. Hallelujah. 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 I know when we all get to heaven, what a wonderful day of rejoicing that will be. But there are people that need Jesus on this earth. The mission of this church is not over. Your mission is not over. My mission is not over. There's people that need God. There are families that need God. There are young people that need God. I mean, the Spirit of God spoke something there Sunday morning, and I really feel like it's, I mean, God spoke it to my heart and it just came out. And I really believe it's a word also for our house. Our due season has begun. Your due season has begun. I said, your due season has begun. Hallelujah. Oh, I wish I could fly Millie in here tonight. Praise God. She gets you going. Praise God. I mean, there's not an ounce of showboat in that. She said, this is so out of character for me. But she said, God has touched and changed my life, and I'm not going back. I'm not going back. She said, I've never had a victory like this. I've never had a peace like this. I've never had a breakthrough, but I've got it, and I'm going to keep it. Hallelujah. Folks, it's time to shout the victory. Because he hath set his love on me. Because he hath set his love on me. Because he has set his love on me. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, because he has set his love on me. Thank God, thank God, thank God, thank God. We're not going to quit. We're not going to go back. We're not going to swerve off. Hallelujah. Set your love. Set your love on God. I said, set your love on God. Set your love on God. I'm going to love God more than anyone or anything. I'm going to love God more than anyone or anything. Oh, I'm going to love God more than anything, more than anyone. Oh, hallelujah. It's nice to have nice things, but the nicest thing that can happen in your life is Jesus to be the Lord of your life. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, mind, soul, and strength. It's all that matters, folks. We're going to be out of here one of these days. Only one life will soon be passed, and it's only what's done for Christ that's going to last. I salute you for being here on a Wednesday night. Man, there's a victory in this place. I said there's a victory in this place. There's a victory. There's a victory here tonight. Don't let the devil steal your victory. Don't let the devil steal your joy. Don't let the devil steal God's power and God's goodness in your life. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Because he hath set his love on me. Hallelujah. Guilty, guilty. I've set my love on the Lord. I said guilty. I'm guilty. I've set my love on the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm guilty. I've set my love on the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I've set my love on the Lord. I've set my love on the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When others fall, I stand. Oh, I've set my love on the Lord. I've set my love on the Lord. I've set my love on the Lord. I've set my life, my love on the Lord. He's the love of my life. Hallelujah. 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 I'll tell you, folks, it's time to declare victory. I said it's time to declare victory. It's time to declare victory. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God, glory to God. Yarabokori and the Levela Boshika da Labora. Yerabori and the Levela Barababashia Barakata. We are not survivors. We are world class overcomers. I said, we are world class overcomers. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, Yadalaba Varababa Shakatai. Oh, Yadalaba. Oh. You say Calvary's changed. Yeah, we've just turned up the heat. We're where we've always been, desiring to see the glory of God. I would have fainted unless I'd believed to see the goodness of God in the land of the living. Calvary's changed. Yeah, we have changed. We're winning more souls than we've ever won. We're praying more than we've ever prayed. Hallelujah. We're reaching out to reach young people stronger than before. We're reaching out to reach a community. Yeah, we've changed. We're trying to do more in Uganda. We're believing for that station. Oh, hallelujah. To do exceeding abundantly above all. 17 years, 50,000 watts. Yehadaboko. Sheila Babaraka. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Oh, I'll do that. Praise God. Anybody want to celebrate victory tonight? Now listen. I'm not playing games. I felt this from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. Folks, it's time to give the devil what for. Stop letting him put doom and gloom on your head, in your ears and your eyes. And Shibabakurakasai. We are not of those that draw back. We are not of those that draw back. I said we are not of those that draw back. In the name of Jesus, fire of God be forabakasha. In the name of Jesus, the fire of God, the fire of God, the fire of God be upon you. Oh, I just command all heaviness to go. Just lift off. I command heaviness to just lift off. It's a new day, Mary. It's a new day.